You're ready, right? Yeah. So I was looking into this book this morning a little bit, The Image Maker, written by Brian Simmons and his wife. It's like a, I don't know if I'd call it a commentary. They call it, well, like devotional commentary is what they call it, and on Genesis. And you probably don't have a copy of it. I'm at page 15 if you do. So I'm going to read a little piece of it here, and we'll get ourselves started here. In nature, it's first the bud, then the blossom, then the fruit. It's first the baby, the adolescent, and then the mature adult. So also in grace, step by step, God releases fullness into an incomplete form. Out of our immaturity, God's grace births His perfection. He will put His finishing touch on you until He unveils the Lord Jesus Christ in you. He is the Philippians 1:6 God. Just as God saw the completion of creation before He finished it, God sees the image of Christ each time He looks at you, even in your immaturity. And God will speak into your life what He spoke on creation's morning. God said, "Let there be light." So come on, let's just stand up and worship the Lord who's the God of life, the creator of everything we know and see and taste and do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds and casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. That's it. So we lift you high, forever lift you high, high within the heart, and high within the heart. Jesus, you alone.
morning, sometimes the Lord, He looks like something. He smells like something. He wants to walk into the room and be where you are. He wants to be with us. And I want Janine just to take a short moment to share how she experienced Him.
When I was standing over there, all of a sudden, I started smelling a sweet fragrance. And I looked back at Sherry thinking she'd just walk in and a man, she has a lot of perfume on. And then it hit me, it wasn't her perfume, it was the presence of God. And I kept walking around and walking around, and I smelled Him everywhere. And I finally had to go tell Sherry what I was smelling, that because I have a hard time telling people things, and Becca knows I have a hard time getting up here, but she told me I had to. So God's presence is here this morning. I can smell Him. So He's here this morning.
So let's just take a moment to welcome the Holy Spirit in this room. Lord, we thank You. We love You. We welcome You in this place. We receive You, and we worship You. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. read some scriptures a little bit ago, and one of the things that you said was to take every thought captive, right? To the obedience of Christ. Go ahead and sit down a second. I want to share something with you. Sometimes we struggle with our thoughts when someone comes and shares something that goes outside of the normal thoughts that maybe you have. Like, why would somebody smell something and attribute that to God or the presence of God? That sometimes is, when we hear something like that, one of the thoughts that we might struggle with is, well, why didn't I smell it? What does it matter? Isn't God always here? And the answer is yes. But sometimes getting outside of our religiosity that takes place up here is so important to receiving what God is actually wanting to do. And if we don't learn to celebrate the announcement of the arrival of the presence of God, do you hear me? So, like, it's easily celebrated when we hear somebody say something like, I felt convicted and I gave up drugs. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, why didn't I feel that same conviction? I'm not saying about drugs, but why didn't I feel what you feel? I heard the Lord say, well, I didn't hear the Lord say, why didn't I hear? So what if we learn to celebrate the announcement of the arrival of the presence of God in a way that we didn't need to be the one who heard? Do you remember when Jesus entered into Jerusalem? They call it the triumphant entry, and there was palm branches being laid down and declaration being made. Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna to the highest. I'll bet you the religious people were standing back going, how ridiculous is this? We're not making that claim. I'm not the one saying that. Why is anybody saying that? That's blasphemy. It's wrong. It's sad. And they missed what was being announced because their religious mindsets were stuck. And unless I'm the one saying it, I can't receive it. In John chapter 12, we see Mary breaking open a box of spikenard, right? Or a bottle, whatever your translation might say. But it's a costly bottle or box of spikenard that she anoints the feet of Jesus and then takes her hair and cleans his feet with her hair, meaning she smelled just like him for I don't know how long. Meaning every time she entered into any room, the smell of the one who she lavished her praise upon suddenly fit. It actually says that when the costly spikenard was broken open, the smell of the fragrance of the costly perfume filled the house. He's called the Rose of Sharon. Why? Have you ever, I have, maybe you haven't, but have you ever smelled the fragrance of what I would classify as, I don't know how else to say, but the Lord? Where it's like, there is no reason for this smell to be taking place other than something I cannot see, something I cannot touch, and maybe no one else around me is smelling it. Generally they do, but not always. And it's not everybody. It's only you understand? Just trying to break us out of that learning to take the thoughts captive, because the religious thoughts immediately come. Why? Why? I don't like that. I'm not sure about that. Why is that happening? What does that matter? What? And we allow those thoughts to take root. and we miss what God is actually wanting to do, making the announcement that I'm here, and if I'm here and the tomb is empty, anything is possible. Why do we not celebrate that instead of going, And I'm not accusing anyone of going, I'm telling you that I felt that prick in my own, in my mind, that goes, I don't understand that. I don't know why, what that we're supposed to do with that. And I felt really convicted that, celebrate me. That's what you're supposed to do with it. That's what you're supposed to get. I'm here and I'm making it known that I'm here, but you're missing it because you're trying to overthink all of it. I'm not telling you to check your brain at the door like we need to come in here dumbified. That's not a word, but today it is. I'm telling you that we need to come in prepared to receive the King as He comes in. And if it's through a smell or through a sound or through a word or through whatever that might look like, where two or more are gathered, He's here. And if He wants to make an announcement any way He wants to, He can. You receive that? Okay. Now let's get ready for tithes and offerings.
All right. I guess we'll dive right into tithes and offerings.
Woo!
Oh, man. I'm not sure how to transition to that. That's awesome. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can see up here, there's several ways to give up here front in the basket for the next song. And you can read the others up there on the screen. I better get my glasses on, make sure I read this right. I'm good, I think. I get them right side up. So I'm in the Passion Translation, Galatians 6. Verse 6 through, I believe, 10, yeah. We harvest what we plant. And those who are taught the word must share all good things with their teacher. A sharing of wealth takes place between them. Make no mistake about it. God will never be mocked. For what you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. Which y'all been planting lately? The harvest you reap reveals the seed that was planted. If you plant the corrupt seeds of self-life into this natural realm, you can expect to experience a harvest of corruption. If you plant the good seeds of spirit life, you will reap the beautiful fruits that grow from the everlasting life of the Spirit. And don't allow yourselves to be weary or disheartened in planting good seeds. For the season of reaping the wonderful harvest you've planted is coming. Is coming. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word, for your encouragement, Lord, for your freedom to choose you, Lord, for the opportunity to choose to sow good seed, Lord. Thank you for giving us that good seed that we can sow it, Lord. And so we freely do that today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
give it up for the Lord, huh? Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, worship team. Thank you for the time that you put in. It's just been awesome. Thank you, Lord. I think we might have some spirit-led announcements.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming. I'm so grateful the Holy Spirit is here in our midst. And I keep thinking about, thank you, Janine, for your obedience. Yes? And I keep thinking about that fragrance. And it reminded me, I will make this an announcement. This is something that, you know, we get to do today. This afternoon, as soon as you walk out these doors, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. So put it on your calendar, this right here. 2 Corinthians 2, let's do verse 15. Through our yielded lives, he spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. Yeah. Through our yielded lives, he spreads that fragrance. And you know, you go places I don't go, and I go places you don't go. So that's how his fragrance is going to get spread through the world. We have become the unmistakable aroma of the victory of the Anointed One to God. Yeah. Okay, I'll read it again. Through our yielded lives, he spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. Think about that when you are out going places, right? What am I smelling like? Am I smelling like Jesus? Am I smelling like myself? We become the unmistakable aroma of the victory of the Anointed One to God. Yeah, so that's a calendar item right there. And there's more coming up. Coming up. He has blessed us with so many good things. And I just want to thank Sandra as well. We had a women's gathering Wednesday night. Sandra brought a wonderful teaching, and also Victoria. They kind of taught. And so it was a great time of women getting together, and there's going to be more coming. We have another one coming in October, so women, get ready for more. Get ready. And next Sunday, you all know what's happening here next Sunday? Mark Tubbs is going to be speaking 10 a.m. So prepare your hearts for what the Lord is going to be bringing through him to us. It's going to be good seeds, so get your soil ready to plant those good seeds in. And then Cheyenne will be here a couple of weeks later. We get to hear him twice. So he's speaking on a Saturday night, September 12th at 6 p.m., and then again Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So it's been a bit since he's been able to come up here, and we're pretty excited to have him back. And now we have a couple of announcements from Matt, and then the last one will be about Shop Talk coming up Friday night. Thank you.
Guys, get math squared, which equals awesome, in case you needed the math lesson there. This is just a quick announcement for the YSC Open Disc Golf Tournament. We're talking a lot about fragrance. This tournament is to raise funds for the YSC clubs that reach out to students in the Chugach and Eagle River High Schools. And the fragrance of that, we want that to exit the halls, the classrooms that they meet in. We want that to fill the hallways of those schools. We want the students that come in there and are ministered to and are walked alongside by the Autumn and the team there, that they would then leave with that fragrance all around them into every single classroom they go. And for these, I mean, this is a fundraiser, but this checks a lot of boxes, guys, in that, like, we're raising funds, so the fragrance of that is always an offering to the King, and it's felt in our communities. This is also a place where local people just come and play disc golf. It's Peters Creek's a popular course. There are unsaved people who are coming in here, and they just know this is a good cause. We like playing disc golf, and the fragrance of that is on their lives. That park as a physical place, people are coming down and walking their dogs, that there would be a fragrance that is left there with the imprint of what we're doing there, that everyone would be touched by that. As the flyer shows, you know, you can register if you want to play. There's a general division for those who just want to go have a good time, one round, and then if you're you're more of a competitive nature, there's two rounds that you can sign up for that one. You can also just come watch and support. Pray over it. Pray over the people who are there while they go. Follow a card if you know someone and just hang out. And there's also raffles there and stuff that you can come and be, whether you're a player or not, and support that way. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me or to Autumn. Thank you, guys.
Not the
that's pretty compelling. Oh, money back guarantee. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see. I think we got some kids in here, don't we? I'm looking around here. It seemed like we might have a few. Yeah, and I think we got all ages going up there today. I can put the slide up. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you so, so much for the generations that are coming up behind us, Lord. Father, I know at my age it's really comforting to know there's someone to hand the baton off to. And it's really comforting to know I'm handing it off to someone who's been brought up to know you, to have a relationship with you, Lord. And so, Father, I just pray and declare a special blessing on the kids that go down today and on the teachers, Lord, and that they have just a great time swimming in the deep end with you, Lord. So, come on. Amen. Let's take a little break here for a second, transition, or maybe not.